couple of follow-up notes to some things that we have done. First, follow-up from yesterday. Appreciate to Scott from Saginaw for sending me a message. He was referencing, I was talking about the Dow Diamond experience. And Scott was sending, he says, from one baseball fan to another. Heard your discussion this morning with your experience at Dow Diamond. It sounded like it was a great experience for all involved. When I used to play in high school in the mid-90s, they never did any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, we didn't have Dow Diamond then either.
Well,
yeah.
Well, when I played in the 80s in high school, they didn't do that kind of stuff either. There was never any talk going out to Tiger Stadium to play.
No.
Although, there are some, I think, I don't know how long they've been doing it. Tiger Stadium used to host like the Catholic championships for some of the Detroit area schools and things like that. So some kids have had a chance to play. And of course, Dow Diamond, as we talked about in its existence, has a chance for schools to participate in playing games there. So yeah, I get you, Scott. He also wondered if I had tracked what Justin Verlander's been doing in Houston, especially since he almost had his fourth no-hitter the other night.
Yeah.
Came within five outs.
Five outs.
Scott, baseball fan that he is, and a lot of fans are just amazed at how he's come out of the gate after undergoing Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
And at the age of 39.
39.
Now his ERA is 155, and he's 4-1 on the season.
Amazing.
Remember over the winter how there was talk that maybe, because he hadn't signed a contract.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And thought, well, maybe he'll come back and maybe play his final few years with the Tigers.
True.
Then he signed it with Houston.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, unless he could bat.
But yeah.
I think that's more of the problem.
Even with his 155 ERA in Detroit, he still might be,
he'd be losing games.
He'd be losing games.
Hey, I just, speaking of that real quick, I just have this stat I saw from MotorCityBengals.com. They cover the Tigers pretty well. It says the 85 runs scored for the Detroit Tigers through 31 games. So far, they are the seventh team since the introduction of the designated hitter to start so poorly in offense, and the first since the 2014 Padres. So, congratulations. Woo-hoo! Congratulations, Tigers. Good job.
Always find another way to find yourself statistically disappointing.
Need more batting practice or something.
So I said, should A.J. Hinch just bring out the batter's tee, Charlie? And just
set it up there on the plate and see what happens. Although, I've seen some people brutalize the tee. It actually, you know, if you're not used to hitting off a tee, sometimes it just that there's a coordination effort to do so. Although I would trust the major league hitters are capable of doing so.
You would think, yeah. You hope so.
You would hope so.
Well, you know, when someone's pitching, everyone isn't a hit. There are a lot of strikes. So, taking a swing, maybe you just don't get it to the level or you swing up or down or whatever.
Yeah, well, the tee is great for trying to work on your batting mechanics, the bat path and all that stuff. Well, at some point, we'll be talking, I hope, more positive Tigers information than some of the frustrations that we're talking about now. Scott, we appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
That email. And by the way, I should say, for all those who do wish to correspond on whatever topics we talk about, we always appreciate those who send us messages, especially through email. I'm reachable, charlie@wsjw.com. Use the IE on Charlie. pat@wsjw.com. dave@wsjw.com. We appreciate those who send compliments, criticisms, or questions. We do our best to get back to you as soon as possible. So the other follow-up I got to do, once again, the power of the morning team show, because we mentioned this, no doubt is why, when Tropicana finally released its new cereal, remember the cereal we talked about that was supposed to be the one that you used orange juice. Tropicana Crunch Honey Almond Cereal, a limited edition, came with a straw, because you're supposed to drink the orange juice.
Yes.
Sold out.
Really?
In its first day of release.
Whoa.
Sold out.
Hmm.
Again, I'm sure because we talked about it, people were anticipating getting it.
Certain.
Could be a hot product then.
Well, depends on which source you are investigating.
Oh, okay.
I've found a couple of online sources where people talked about how disappointed they were.
Because, the ones that tried it.
Well, they were disappointed. Well, you're right. First, they were disappointed because they couldn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then those who did...
We're disappointed
that they
did. Okay. Well, I'm just as glad we didn't have that taste test then.
I don't know. I was intrigued. I was intrigued at the trying to put together. As Tropicana says, they apologize In fact, on the Round 9 site,
I apologize.
They said, we unfortunately sold out the day of release, so many customers who were eager to get their hands on the cereal could not. Sad it's over, but happy it happened. That's the Tropicana spin.
Uh-huh.
Again, others. One person even was very enterprising, I'll call it. They found the ingredients of the cereal and then went to the store to find another cereal that closely resembled.
Mm-hmm.
And they said here that the honey bunches of oats with almonds closely resembled the best of what Tropicana cereal was. So they took their honey bunches of oats and almonds home and put orange juice on it. They were one of the negative reviews.
I understand the whole the orange juice, and they want you to put Tropicana orange juice, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
With the cereal. But what was the cereal again?
It was called Tropicana Crunch Honey Almond Cereal.
Is it Crunch? Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. You gave me the shakes there when I just, ugh.
Yeah. Well, when we first talked about it, I remember we were one of those, well, maybe the old cliche that mom and dad used to use, don't knock it until you try it.
Uh-huh.
So, well, apparently some have tried, some are knocking.
Yeah.
We can't say so specifically ourselves. We're just telling you what we're discovering, so... I don't know. There's your update, though, unfortunately. And it doesn't say anything about another opportunity.
No, they said use the word over in their statement.
Yeah, they used it.
Good.
Oh, if you're interested, though, according to another source, you can go to eBay.
Oh, of course.
This is interesting.
Oh, someone trying to sell it on eBay?
Well, it says several boxes they found have listed everywhere from every price in between, from as little as $60 up to $150.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So if one price is $60 and one's for $150, who's buying the $150? And why is one so low, one's one so high?
Don't know.
Maybe one got opened, and that's why it reduced the price.
Could be,
You know, taped it back shut.
No longer mint condition.
Yeah.